His perfection. We're thankful for His willingness to go to the cross on our behalf. We're thankful for His willingness to pay a price that we are unable to pay. And we're thankful for Your great love that has offered us salvation through Him. Dear God, as we go through this service tonight, we contemplate and we ponder on Your great wisdom, unfathomable for us, so beyond what we're able to comprehend. We're in awe of You, Lord. We are mindful of those of our number that aren't able to be here tonight. There's so many that are traveling. They're traveling to be with family and friends and loved ones at this special time of year. We just pray that You would keep them safe, that You would guide them on their journey to bring them home and safely back to us. We're mindful of those of our number who are going through different trials and difficulties of life. We know that You know each one. You're intimately familiar with the care that they need, and we just lift them up to You, Lord, and we trust that You will guide their paths, Lord. And we also think about the lost. So many in this world that have been led astray by different trappings of life that are devoid of You, Lord, and we pray that You would soften hearts, that You would find ways to enter into those homes, enter into their hearts, Lord, that they would turn to You. We do thank You so much for Your forgiveness. As we sometimes struggle through life, we're thankful for the hope we have laid up in heaven with You, not sometime, some far distant time far off, but now, Lord, that we are Your children right now. We love You. We honor You. It's in Christ's name we offer this prayer. Amen. Okay, the first scripture passage will be from the book of James. It'll start in chapter 1. That's James chapter 1. The first passage is verses 5 through 8. James 1, 5 through 8. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And the next passage is James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. James 3, 13 through 18. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
Good evening. First song will be number 4. Number 4. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him their glory, great things. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus his Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our honor, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
The second scripture reading will be from Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. Again, that is Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil.
Our next song will be number 684. Number 684.
Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, even though it be the cross that raiseth me. To thee, nearer to thee.
We're going to continue on in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. It's page 642 in your pew Bible if you're following along. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For if the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. For the wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it.
Next song will be number 31. Number 31.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that
continue in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 26. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps were broken up, and the skies drip with dew. Now, son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught.
Number 586.
My faith looks out to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal is found, as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee pure and changeless be a living. When in transient dream, when death's cold silent stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior there in my feet.
Continue our reading in Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. And do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, O son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they do evil. They are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet and all of your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil.
Number 823. Lead me gently home, Father. Lead me gently home when my stores are ended and wanting days have come. Sin no more shall tempt me, ne'er from thee I will. If thou only lead me, Father, lead me gently home. Lead me gently home, Father, lead
next reading, if you would bow with me for a prayer.
Father God, we come to you at this time, thanking you again, Father, for who you are. Father, I pray that your wisdom is what we seek. Father, for your guidance. We can't go a day by without having those things, Father. And I pray all of our hearts could be tender towards you and look to you, Father. Again, we pray for those that are traveling, for the ones that you brought here tonight that have traveled here. So good to get together with saints. Father, I ask that you be with our number that are sick, who are going through trials right now, Father. Father, please put your hand on them and your will be done. Father, continue with us through the rest of this service, the scriptures that we read from you and the songs that we sing. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.
I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Does not wisdom call and understanding lift up her voice? On tops of the heights beside the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, at the opening of the city, at the entrance of the door, she cries out, "To you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O naive ones, understand prudence, and O fools, understand wisdom. Listen, for I speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the utterances of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverted in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. I wisdom dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasuries."
The next song this evening will be 791. 791.
On bended knee I come, with a humble heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy to you, as I pledge my love anew, I worship you in spirit, I worship you in truth, make my life a holy praise unto you. Bowing down before your holy throne, as I look upon your face, show your mercy and your grace, change my life, O Holy.
Our next reading continues in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 36. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed. When he set for the sea its boundary, so that the water would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight. Rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. Now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death.
Number 358. 358.
All my tomorrows, all my past, Jesus is Lord of all. I've quit my struggles, contentment I've asked, Jesus is Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jesus is Lord of all my possessions and all my life, Jesus is Lord of all. All my conflicts, all my thoughts, Jesus is Lord of all. His love wins the battles I could not have fought. Jesus is Lord of all. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jesus is Lord of all. And all my life, Jesus is Lord of all. All of my longings, all my dreams, Jesus is Lord of all. Failures, his power redeems. Jesus is Lord of all. King of kings, Lord Jesus is Lord of all. All my possessions and all my life, Jesus is Lord of all.
Continuing our reading from Proverbs, we'll be reading chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn it out of her seven pillars. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you alone will bear it. The woman of folly is boisterous. She is naive and knows nothing. She sits at the doorway of her house, on a seat by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by, who are making their path straight. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here, and to him who lacks understanding, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol.
Number 463.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but stands by me, and the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know
Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. We'll begin in verse 13. And read to the end of the chapter. On the lips of the discerning, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. Wise men store up knowledge, but with the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand. The rich man's wealth is his fortress. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. The wages of the righteous is life. The income of the wicked is punishment. He is on the path of life who heeds instruction, but he who ignores reproof goes astray. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is as a choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Doing wickedness is like sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has everlasting life. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy one to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the upright, but ruin to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be shaken, but the wicked will never dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom, but the perverted tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous bring forth what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverted.
All those who are able, please stand for the closing song. Number 915.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides.
What he said.
This concludes our service for this evening. I hope that everybody found it edifying, and we can all search and seek out God's wisdom a little more from it. Would you bow with me as we dismiss ourselves in prayer? Our Father, we're so grateful for this time that we could gather together and sing songs to you and read from your word. Father, you're such a holy and an awesome God, and your wisdom is beyond our comprehension. Your knowledge is beyond our comprehension. And Father, it's our hope and our desire that as we go through life, that we gain more understanding and wisdom from you every day, that you would shower it upon us, that as we're searching for it and looking for it, that you would give it to us and help us to use it in all aspects of our life, that in the things that we do, we can live to your glory. Father, again, there are many who are traveling this weekend, many who are en route to their families and are joining with others in festivities this weekend. And in our travels, Father, we just ask that you would be with them and keep them safe and bring them back to us safely. There's a lot of people that are suffering in this world, and many of our number are sick, and you know their needs, and you know who they are, and we lift them up to you. We know that you will always do the best thing for all, and it's always to your glory. We ask that you be with us now as we separate. May we always strive to be more like you, that people can see you living in us. And please bless us. Continue to be with us always. Help us that the things that we do would always lead to you. Forgive us when we do fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.